We continue our learning of Le'ilah Nishmas, Tavi ben Menachem, Rishon Mecham Yaakov, and Vinichos Aliyah. We are in Shkolim Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah is going to discuss something called a kolbon. A kolbon is an extra coin that's added on to the machza shekel. Now, we're going to have a machlokas. We'll explain what the kolbon is in a couple of minutes. We have a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Meir is going to teach us that every person who gives a half shekel has to add on this kolbon, has to add on an extra little coin as well to that value. And the Chachamim are going to teach us, no, you know who has to add on the kolbon? Not a person who gives a regular machza shekel, but if you come with two people and you say, and you give the Beis HaMikdash a full shekel, what we call in Mishnei Kibru a sela, a full sela, full shekel, this will cover for the both of us. So those people have to add on a kolbon, an extra coin. Why do they have to do that? It's the same thing. Two people come, they give a full seller, full shekel, and that means a half shekel for each. What's the problem? So the problem is that when a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash in general, and you're not coming with two people, and you don't have small change, you don't have a half a shekel, so what do? You give a full shekel. And what happens? So you have to go to the shulchan, you have to go to the banker, to the money exchanger, and he's going to exchange that. He's going to give you two half shekel in change. But because the half shekel is so valuable now, as we know very often, there are certain person has certain bills or certain coins that are hard to get because everybody needs them. So at a time when it's Adar and everyone needs a machza shekel, so there would be a surcharge. Anyone who is exchanging money is going to say, listen, if you give me a full shekel and I'm going to give you two half shekel for that, so I'm going to charge you a little bit. So everyone would have to pay if you ended up coming to the Beis HaMikdash and you brought and you had to get change and you're now going to give the Beis HaMikdash a real half shekel coin, the likelihood is that you came to the money changer and you brought a big coin and he had to change it for you and he exchanged it for two half coins, you had to pay a surcharge. So that's something that, so everyone who's really giving a half shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, probably before that, when they went to the banker, they were paying a little extra money. That little extra money is money that the Beis HaMikdash is getting when you give a half shekel, because you're giving a half shekel obviously is of greater value now, because that's the way half shekels work in the month of Adar. But if you come with two people and you give a full shekel, you avoid that surcharge. So the Beis HaMikdash is not getting the extra money, so to speak, that it could get, that it would be getting if each of you gave a half shekel, because that each half shekel coin is of greater value than this 2 + 2 = 4. The two half shekels does not equal a full shekel, because they're of greater value. So the people who avoid that surcharge are going to have to give the Beis HaMikdash this kolbon, this extra amount. That's the way some learn, the way the Rambam understands this issue of kolbon. So the Mishnah here now says, Ve'elu shechayav in bekolbon. These are the people who are chayav in this kolbon. Levi'im, v'Yisraelim, v'Geirim, v'Avadim v'Shuchrarim. So we have the list of people, and we mentioned them in the past, who are all chayav machtzis shekel. So any time Levim or Yisraelim or converts or an Eved who was an Eved Kanani, non-Jewish slave who was emancipated. So they're all chayiv in this halacha. So the halacha is that these people are, and we remember this is also a list of people where we can take a mashkon from them. So all these people also have to give a kolbon. Now we'll see under what circumstances they will, as we explained a little bit before. But then the Mishnah says, "Avalo kohanim v'nashim va'avadim uktanim." But kohanim don't have to add on a kolbon, even though they are chayv machtsa shekel, as we mentioned, according to one opinion at least. Nonetheless, we know we don't take a mashkon from them, so we don't take a kolbon from the kohanim either. And of course, nashim and avadim uktanim are not chayv machtsa shekel at all. Even though if they give, we're able to accept it from them, but we're not mechayev them a kolbon. Ah, says the Mishnah, Hashokel al yedei kohen. Let's say someone gives a machzis hashekel for a kohen, for the benefit of a kohen, or al yidei isha. If someone gives a machzat shekel for a woman, or al yidei eved for the sake of an eved, or al yidei katan. Meaning, what did he do? He came to the Beis HaMikdash, he gave a full shekel, or a full sela, as we call it. Meaning, half for himself, who is chayev, and half for one of these people who are pater from the kolbon. So says the Mishnah, pater, you don't have to give a kolbon, because one of the people who you're giving the machzat shekel for is pater anyway. So essentially, you're giving a real machzat shekel. You're not trying to save anything, so to speak, because one of those people are pater. Vim shakal al yado v'al yad chaveru. But if you came, as we explained in the introduction, but if you came to give a full shekel for yourself and your friend, so let's say you're meaning you're lending your friend a half shekel, and you come to the Beis HaMikdash, chayev bekolbon echad, you're chayev one kolbon, that one extra coin. And as we said, we'll mention its value a little bit later in the next Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, shnei kolbonos. Rabbi Meir says, if you come with a sela, you come with a full shekel, and so it's two half shekels in that one shekel, and you're giving it for yourself and for the benefit for your friend, and your friend is chayv in machzat shekel as well. So whereas the Tanakam and the Chacham say you have to give one kolbon, Rabbi Meir says, yeah, you have to give two kolbonos, two of these extra coins. Why is that so? So the reason is because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that even regular people who come by themselves have to give a kolbon on a machzat shekel. Even if you give one regular half shekel, you have to add on a kolbon. Now, that doesn't make so much sense. There's no, why is that? If I give a half shekel, here, I'm paying a surcharge. Obviously, how did I get that half shekel? I brought up probably a full shekel to the money changer, and then he gave me two half shekels, so I had to pay him a surcharge. So now I bring my machzat shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, I have to add on a kolbon. My machzat shekel is already worth a little bit more. I'm not that person who's coming to give something for the sake of two people. So Rabbi Meir says, doesn't matter. You have to give a kolbon even when you give a half shekel alone. And therefore, if you're now giving a full shekel, a full selah for you and your friend, so then you need two kolbonos. So according to Rabbi Meir, obviously there's something else going on here. Why is it, according to Rabbi Meir, then that we add on a kolbon at all? So the answer is, based on the pasuk in the context of Ashkolim, zeh yitinu kol over al habukudim. What's zeh yitinu? We know, says Rabbi Meir, that Hashem showed Moshe a madbea shel esh, this fiery coin, and says, kazeh yitinu. I want everyone to give what this looks like. What that means is that we can't now subtract from the value of the machzat shekel from the days of Moshe. So we're concerned that we're giving maybe a little bit less from what the shekel was in the days of Moshe. So anyone who gives a half shekel has to add on an extra coin so that it's equal to the value of what it was in the days of Moshe. Chachamim don't darshin zeyitinu like Rabbi Meir. They hold, as we explained, the extra kolbon is simply because of that surcharge, which does not apply to someone who is giving a regular half shekel coin to the Beis HaMikdash. He already paid that surcharge to get that half shekel when he brought a full shekel to the money changer, and the money changer gave him two half shekels. He had to pay for that. But the person who's coming with him and his friend, and now he's avoiding that surcharge because he can give a full sela, full shekel, and not have to exchange it at all. So that person avoids that extra, so he's really giving the Beis HaMikdash a little bit less than the person who is giving a half shekel. As we said, 2 plus 2 is not 4. 2 plus 2 is 5. So that's us. So therefore, the person should, when we have two people who are avoiding this, they don't have to give two kolbonos. One kolbon would be sufficient. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Omer, that was two kolbonos. Hanosen, then the Mishnah concludes, Hanosen Sela, the no-tell shekel, chayav shnei kolbonos. Then the Mishnah says like this, a person who gives the treasurer of Hekdesh, comes to the Beis HaMikdash, gives the Gizbar a Sela. A Sela, as we said, is a full shekel. the no tail, and now what's he getting from the treasurer? This guy didn't go to the money changer. This guy went straight to the Beis HaMikdash, and he owes a half shekel, but he gives instead a selah. And so he didn't exchange the money prior to coming. So now the gizbar, the treasurer, is going to have to exchange money. So guess what, says the Mishnah? If he gives this selah, he gets in return a half a selah, a half a shekel, which, to confuse things in Mishnaic times, a half shekel, they started calling a shekel. The regular shekel was called a selah, and now a half shekel was called a shekel. So that's a little bit confusing. But the bottom line is, when you give a full selah, a full shekel, you now get change. You get a half a shekel, half a selah, which in the days of Mishnah is called a shekel now. Chayav shnei kolbanos. You have to give two kolbanos. Why am I giving two kolbanos? Because the Beis HaMikdash itself is making the exchange. And therefore, I have to give one kolbon for what? For the selah that I gave Hekdesh. That's the first thing. And number two, for the shekel that I'm taking from Hekdesh. So that's why when I give a selah for two people, that's one kolbon. That's one kolbon. But now I'm giving a selah not for two people, for myself. And Hekdesh now is giving me a shekel back. So there are two exchanges going on here. Two kolbonos would be necessary. Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin Hashokel Al Yedei Ani. Person who is giving a shekel, comes to the Beis HaMikdash and gives a full shekel, half for himself and half for an ani as a gift. Or va'al yidei shcheino, or for his neighbor, va'al yidei ben iro, or someone for his city, so from his city. So in all these cases, he comes and gives a full shekel, and there's no change necessary, no exchange necessary, and he gives a full shekel for these two people. Says in the Mishnah, pater. He is pater from giving a kolbon. Why is he pater from giving a kolbon? In the previous Mishnah, when he gave a full selah for him and someone else who was chayav, so there, he had to give a kolbon. Now we're saying he doesn't have to, so the answer is because he's giving it as a gift. In the previous Mishnah, he was giving it, was like a loan. I'm going to give a full selah, you'll owe me a machzitz shekel eventually, and I'm giving it on your behalf. I give a full selah for myself and for you, and you'll pay me back. But here, when he's giving it as a gift, the chachamim relaxed this obligation of a kolbon. And the same thing would be true if a father, let's say, is taking from his possessions for the purpose of giving for his sons as a gift. Also, he's pater from a kolbon. V'im hilvam, but if he gave it to the not b'toras matana, but rather b'toras halva, as a loan, then chayov. He has to give a kolbon, as we said in the previous Mishnah, like one who gives a shekel for himself and for his friend, where it's like a loan. Then the Mishnah says, ha'achin v'hashutvin, and some say ha'achin hashutvin without a vav, meaning you have brothers who are partners in their father's Yerusha, in the father's inheritance. Shechayavin b'kolbon, meaning in a case where they're chayav in kolbon, in what case would they be chayav to give a kolbon in the possessions of their father that they use? It means like this: you have brothers, and they are dividing the inheritance that they got from their father. So, and then what do? And then they joined once again as shutfin, meaning they first divided, and then they decided, let's join in a partnership. So what's the halacha when you have partners? So the halacha is when you have partners who give a shekel together, they give a full shekel, a full selah, so they're chayiv b'kolbon. So in a case where you have brothers who did that, where they divided, and then they joined as partners once again in the inheritance of their father, so they have the halacha of partners, and therefore the chayiv to give a kolbon, as we normally do, if you have two people who come and they're giving a full selah for two people or chayiv, if that's the situation, if that's the setup of the father's Yerusha, then Pturin mi Maser Behema, then they would be Pater from the Halacha of Maser Behema. What does that mean? So that Maser Behema is we have to separate one out of every 10. They run out of the corral one at a time, and then we paint them red. So the Halacha is one out of 10 kosher animals that a person has every year. It says, in Pashas B'chukosai, V'chol Masar, B'chor Vatzon, Kol asher ya'avor tachas ha'shavet. They go underneath the scepter. Ha'asriye kodesh l'Hashem. The rule is that shutvim are putter from master behema, that they join together in partnership. That's only for an individual. Ah, and they, not only that, all of the offspring that were born while they were partners, so they're putter from master behema. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us this relationship between, almost a reciprocal relationship between the rule of Kolbon and the rule of Masa Behema. When you have brothers that are Shutfin, where they're Chayiv in Kolbon, that means they're exempt from Masa Behema. Because when they're Shutfus, there is a Chayiv of Kolbon, but there's an exemption of Masa Behema. But then the Mishnah says the other side, Ukshe Chayavim be Masa Behema. But if they're Chayiv in Masa Behema, meaning they divided the Nechasim, the Yerusha, or rather, no, they never divided the Yerusha at all. They never divided the Yerusha. Not that they divided the Yerusha and then they joined together as partners. No, they never divided the Yerusha at all. So it's as if those possessions, that inheritance, is still in the hands of the father, in the domain of the father. That being the case, the Chayav in Master Behema from the offspring from that Yerusha, because it's as if it still belongs to the father. It's not a partnership amongst the brothers. So in such a circumstance, where had they had in the Yerusha Master Behema, where there would be Chayavin, because it's still in the Yerusha of the father, then Terubin al Kolbon, then there would be Pater from Kolbon. Why? Because that would be, if they would give now a Selah, a father who's giving a Shekel from the Nechasim on behalf of his children as a Matana, so he's exempt from the Kolbon. So the same thing would be true here. The father may have passed away, but because they're using the Yerusha in order to pay their shekel, that would be like the father's giving a gift. Father gives a gift on behalf of the son, so then there is no kolbon. So that's what Mishnah means. Where there's a shutfus, they divide it and then join in partnership, there's a chiv of kolbon. There's no chiv masa behema. Where there is no shutfus, and they it's still as if they never divided anything. Forget about joining together. Nothing was divided. Remained in the hands of the father, even though the father passed away, there's a chiv of masa behema, but the part of Merah kolbon, because it's as if the father is giving that as a gift. Then the Mishnah concludes a question we've been waiting for. V'chamahu kolbon. How much is this kolbon? In addition to the machzat shekel, what am I giving? Says the Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Meir, ma'a kesef. Divrei Rabbi Meir. A ma'a of kesef. What's a ma'a of kesef? So a ma'a is 1/6 of a dinar, of a zuz, and that's 1/4 of a selah. So a ma'a kesef is 1/24 of a selah, and which be 1/12 of a half shekel. Half of that. Half a ma'a kesef, which ends up being 1/48 of a selah. Oh, one other point. The Yerushalmi says, I have this kolbon. Okay, the extra money. Where's that money going? So Yerushalmi has different opinions. According to one opinion, you have Rabbi Meir says, you know what you do with it? Well, since according to Rabbi Meir, every half shekel needs a kolbon, it's as if it's inherent, it's an inherent part of the half shekel. So the kolbon is there to equal the matzah shekel of Moshe of the Torah. So where does it go? It goes to the shkolim in general. Whatever you use the shkolim for, that's what you use it for. It's an integral part of the half shekel. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's an adava, goes as Nedavos in the Beis HaMikdash into the Pushka. And Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, no, this is what they did. They would make it into gold and make them Rikuei Pachim Tzipui LaMizbeach, Tzipui rather, LeBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was used to plate the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the Shulchanim, the money changers, would use those kolbanos. That would be their payment. And finally, there's an opinion, what we call Hotzas Derachim. It was used, the money was collected so that whatever cost it would take to transport Shkolim to Yerushalayim from where they were collected by the money changers, that's what the kolbanos were used for.